Pinellas decided last week to move ahead with a plan to offer curbside recycling for all county residents by next year. Despite opposition from the mayor, several St. Petersburg City Council members are trying to get the county's largest city on board. St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Baker has long opposed curbside recycling, citing environmental and financial costs. On Monday, St. Petersburg City Council member Carl Nurse wrote a letter to officials from the city and Pinellas County suggesting a compromise.
Well, I was trying to find a way that we could get this started. And if we're going to get this started next October, we need really agreement within about 90 days to do this. And so I was trying to find a way that we would have more curbside recycling or get started on curbside recycling of what the traditional items are. But also, the other way we can remove more from our waste stream is to remove more yard waste.
The city's Internal Services Administrator, Michael Connors, told the Pinellas County Commission last week that the city's position is that curbside recycling damages the environment. He said the collection of yard waste, such as grass clippings and tree branches, would do more to reduce the amount of materials added to landfills. Nurse said his letter included yard waste collection to help get the city to join Pinellas County's recycling program.
Well, it's a place to start the conversation. The yard waste, actually, my theory on yard waste was that you need to have yard waste pickups more often in the growing season and less often in the winter. Whether monthly curbside recycling for traditional recyclables would be enough, I don't know the answer to that. But I at least wanted to get everybody at the same table to talk about, rather than should we do it, how can we do it?
The county's program would be paid for, at least for the next 10 to 15 years, by a surplus fund in the solid waste department. There would be no additional cost to county residents. The recycling program would cover every residence in the county. If cities choose to continue their existing recycling programs, their net expenses would be reimbursed by the county. Nurse said that if St. Petersburg agrees to begin a program, it would have to be compatible with the county's goals.
Well, that's the rest of the complication. We'd have to come up with a program that the county would find acceptable. But I think it's possible that if we could have a yard waste component, that we could actually have a program that's better than just the recyclable part. Because yard waste during the spring is a sizable share of our waste stream. So I'm trying to find a way that we can structure something that achieves the county goals of traditional recyclables and drives down our peak. And so if we can get everybody in the same room talking about how, then one of the hows is, will the county pay for it?
In addition to yard waste collection and curbside recycling, Nurse's letter calls for county funds to be used for mulch delivery to homeowners and an option for city residents to reduce their garbage collection to once per week. The increased recycling and yard waste collection should lead to less waste being buried in landfills, Nurse said.
The fundamental thing we need to do for the county is we are burying raw garbage in the spring because we're over capacity. And when you bury raw garbage, you generate methane gas, which is 10 times worse than CO2 in terms of global warming and all that kind of stuff, and takes 20 or 30 years to stop happening. And so I'm just trying to see if I can throw something on the table to get us past this Mexican standoff and get started.
St. Petersburg is the largest city in Florida that does not have a curbside recycling program. Nurse's colleague on the city council, Wengay Newton, said he will bring it up at their meeting on Thursday because curbside recycling needs to be done.
I contacted some of the county commissioners and to get them more background information on what they're proposing. And I'm going to propose a new agenda item in the morning's meeting, Thursday morning meeting, on curbside recycling. As far as I'm concerned, for 14 months I campaigned out here, and a lot of constituents, that's what they wanted. And my only reservations was it physically possible, meaning was there money and would it be cost effective? And a situation has arisen that would cost the taxpayer $0. I think it should be seriously looked at.
Mayor Rick Baker has suggested that it would be a better use of the county's excess funds to give rebates back to residents and lower the fee the county charges for dumping waste in landfills that generated the excess in the first place. But Newton feels that a curbside recycling program for all residents in the county is a good use of the surplus funds.
The only problem I had and the only problem I saw before was it being cost effective. And right now, you can't get no better than this. I mean, how can you get better than free? As far as the money that people stated that's been overpaid to the for the landfill, I mean, what I look at that is a savings account. And we saved up enough to get free curbside recycling. I think they told me until 2024. So the price is right, and it'll hold the taxpayers harmless. And I'm really against getting refunds back that may end up in some fund that may go to fund another $250,000 dog park. I'm not for that.
Councilmember Bill Dudley admitted he has not read the letter by Carl Nurse, but said recycling is absolutely the way to go if we can make it work. Dudley said his main concerns are that curbside recycling be easy to do and affordable and environmentally beneficial.
Compromise certainly is something we, you know, it's the American way, and that's American, the way government works. I haven't seen all the particulars on, you know, on its face. Recycling makes sense. Economically, in the impact, in the impact environment, those are the questions I need to, you know, as a councilman, I need to see and make my deliberation accordingly.
WMNF attempted to speak with St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Baker, but he was out of town and not available to be interviewed. City Council Member Carl Nurse thinks that his compromise suggestion could eventually lead to curbside recycling in St. Pete.
I think we have a reasonable shot at getting started on this. I mean, I think the staff and the mayor have opened the door to the possibilities, and we just need to try to see if we can find something that everybody can live with, and we'll give it a try.
The St. Petersburg City Council will discuss curbside recycling in their meeting Thursday afternoon at City Hall, located at 175 5th Street North, beginning at 3 p.m. For WMNF News, reporting from St. Petersburg, I'm Sean Canaan.